This morning we're talking about shingles. Now, I know nothing about shingles apart from, isn't it something that goes on a roof and that's in a Shaken Stevens song? No, that's not what it is.
It is, if you're lucky.
Right.
If it's a blistery rash that comes out, then you're not so lucky. I think most people are familiar with chicken pox. In the last couple of decades, we don't see it because we now have vaccines. And the reasons we do is because that's another one of the nasty viruses that are out there. And chicken pox, most people got it sometime when they were kids. And it seemed that the younger you got them, the less serious it would be. But as you got older, the more serious complications come along. Like the last thing we want is a pregnant lady to get chicken pox because they're more likely to get pneumonia and get quite sick. They come out in these weird blisters all over you that were excruciatingly itchy, and you'd have some that are dried up and crusted and some that were going, they'd be all at different stages, and that was classic of chicken pox. And what that tricky little virus likes to do is once it's done putting you through chicken pox, where you feel sickly and you feel like you've got a fever and you're off food and you scratch yourself senseless for several days, and then you think it goes away, but what it does is it hides in our spinal column and just hangs out there, and we're not sure what it's doing or why, and what actually triggers it down the line. But we do know as we get older, or if there's situations where our immune system isn't working as robustly as we like it to, that it can rear its ugly head again. And when it does so, it creates shingles. So shingles will come out in what we call a dermatome. And so a dermatome is the area that's supplied by one specific nerve root. So if you Google dermatome on your iPad, your laptop, your phone, whatever, it'll show you this beautiful little diagram that shows that, the cervical nerve roots or the thoracic or lumbar, they go to these areas. And then it shows you where it feeds the sensory, so where you can feel touch or heat or pain or whatever it is. And what happens is most people start to get, they can feel a bit flat and unwell, and then they'll go, oh, hold on, I'm getting this pain just sort of in this area. And it'll be like that for a couple of days before the rash shows up. So sometimes it's a little bit difficult to tell what's going on at the start. But then you get these wee little small little blisters, almost like someone who's had a heat burn. And again, those are itchy. And those little, just like with the person had chicken pox, those little blisters are chocker full of viruses. And this is how they go out and get the virus out there so someone can get chicken pox. So someone who has chicken pox can give chicken pox to someone else. Someone who has shingles can give chicken pox to someone else. So when that happens, we always want to stay away from the pregnant ladies and people that are older and people that maybe on medications or chemo or have cancer and their immune system suppressed somewhat. We want to stay away from them. You cannot catch shingles from someone. The only way you get shingles is the fact that you had chicken pox before. So as I said, now our kids are really fortunate enough to be able to get a vaccine to prevent them from having to go through chicken pox in the first place. And then because of that, because they don't have the virus come in and then set up leaf space in their spinal column, they're not going to get shingles down the line. Now, nothing's 100% guaranteed, so the vast majority will be able to get away with it, and then the few that maybe do get chickenpox, it's less severe and less likely to get shingles. But now, over the past few years, we've got a shingles vaccine. So this is for people that are older, and it's covered by the PBS when you turn 70, and it's called Zostavax. And we've had that for a while, and it's pretty good at reducing the likelihood of having shingles, which is really important because for some people, they can, especially the older we are, can end up with permanent nerve pain in the area that shingles was. So it disappears after 7 to 10 days, and you think you're good, but then the nerve pain keeps going. Now, if that happens, you want to see your doctor, because the earlier you get in when you have shingles and get on an antiviral medication, the less likely that's going to happen. And you can be given specific medication to address nerve pain. But ideally, we don't want it to happen in the first place, so having a vaccine. The tricky part with Zostavax is it's a virus that's been basically beaten up. We've slapped it around quite a bit, we've done something called, we've attenuated it, as in it's crippled. And the vast majority of people, we give the injection, it doesn't cause chickenpox or shingles, and it boosts up their immune system, and they're far less likely to have shingles. But with people with poor immune systems, it can actually cause a viral illness, which is really unfortunate. But the good news is there's a new vaccine out, and that's why I'm talking about it, because I've been looking into this for some people that go to my clinic, and one of the persons is immunocompromised. They've got a cancer of the blood, so they can't get the Zostavax, and they had shingles a year ago, and it was absolutely terrible, as you can imagine, and they don't want to have it again, which is fair enough. So I started looking into Shingrix, which isn't covered by PBS, which is unfortunate, but it's $300 for the first vaccine, and then 2 to 6 months later, you get a second vaccine, which is, again, $300. It's $600 for the whole course, but it is more effective, more likely to reduce the likelihood of having a shingles episode, and it's not a live virus, so it can't give you the condition, this one, so it's safe for people that are immunocompromised, which are the most vulnerable people when it comes to shingles in the first place. So if you've had shingles, you don't want to have shingles, you're 50 or over, go see your regular GP, ask them about Shingrix, and maybe that you have to pay $600 to get it. It doesn't have any more risks or adverse effects than all those average vaccines that we have, tetanus, things like that. So it's a very safe profile, much safer than having shingles, and it just means right now we have to pay out of pocket, but I think it's worthwhile. And another little seed I want to plant, if you're living in a household with someone who is immunocompromised, then that's a good time to look at getting a vaccine for yourself as well, to prevent the likelihood that you get shingles, because you do not want your loved one whose immune system isn't working well to pick up a chickenpox, even if they've had it before, because it can be devastating. Chickenpox can kill. I mean, if it gets to the brain, it can kill. And that's why they've taken the time and the money and the effort to create a vaccine to prevent it.
Well, what do you think of all that? Well, we're right up to speed with shingles and the vaccine now, that's for sure. Some great information there this morning. Thank you very much for that. And as we always say, Dr. Cheryl, if something isn't right, or you're not feeling right, or, you know, 2 and 2 = 7, go and see your GP. Get it sorted out right from the get-go.
Absolutely. We are so blessed with the doctors we have here in the Riverland, and all that they do. And, yes, if you're worried, you get in to see your GP and make sure we're not missing something important, and doing all that we can.
Absolutely. All right, thank you for your time this morning. I know you're having a little bit of a day off, so it's very nice of you to give us the time that shows your commitment to health and sorting out these problems. You have a good week. We'll check in with you next Friday.